Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire, proudly sponsored by Pete's Auto Body. Pete's Auto Body because we care about our community. I once read an essay that suggested that Canada's national sport truly is softball. The essence of the claim was that, with no disrespect to the existing national sports of hockey and lacrosse in the country, those two sports aren't necessarily available to everyone. The point was that not every community has an arena for hockey or box lacrosse, yet it's a rare center that doesn't have a backstop or a diamond somewhere in the community. In fairness, some of those ball yards are ramshackle, neglected, but still the point is well made. Softball, or fastball in these parts, is played at every level, minor, ladies, men's, and while the numbers sometimes are lacking, those who play the game play it with passion. This enthusiasm at the grassroots level ripples all the way up the Softball Canada ladder, and the pride of seeing Canada's women's team win a bronze medal this week at the Olympics in Tokyo was quite evident. That pride was partnered with a large amount of heartbreak as Canada lost a pair of 1-0 games at the tournament, one to the Americans and another to Japan. Canada was that close to a gold medal, which normally would lead to a lot of optimism heading to the next Olympics at Paris in 2024, except softball is not included in the roster of events and games at the next Summer Olympics, which is extremely curious. Here's a global game where the margin of victory among the top countries participating is minimal, and it gets put on the shelf after an excellent tournament at Tokyo. Go figure. For Pete's Auto Body, I'm Fred Wallace.